Argentina's President Alberto Fernández presented the agreement with the IMF as a lifesaver.
We had a noose around our neck. Without the agreement, we had no horizon, no future.
Fernández had inherited from his predecessor, Mauricio Macri, a $44.5 billion debt with the IMF, one that Argentina could not repay, especially while facing a recession, spiraling inflation, and COVID-19. Argentines took to the streets during the pandemic to show they weren't willing to make more sacrifices to pay their creditors. The government's only option was to negotiate a new agreement with the IMF that would be politically acceptable.
We have endured months of very harsh negotiations to undo the harm inflicted on Argentina.
Economy Minister Martin Guzman explained that the agreement would buy Argentina more time to pay the debt without forcing it to make drastic public spending cuts. The government, he said, would continue to invest in infrastructure, science and technology, paving the way for a better future. 69-year-old Betty Perez watched the news but was unimpressed. As long as she can remember, Argentina has been moving from one economic crisis to another, struggling with high inflation and debt.
This agreement may represent a relief for the government, but it won't change a thing for Argentines. Prices have been and will continue going up. The government will raise taxes to pay its costs and inflation will continue to impoverish us. It's a vicious cycle that doesn't end.
The markets reacted positively to the agreement, mainly because the lack of one would have led to a default.
The agreement will not produce major changes. It basically gives Argentina some space to breathe. Our problems will not be solved, but if we had no agreement, they would be significantly greater.
The agreement is only the first step in yet another long process. It still has to be approved by the IMF board and by Argentina's Congress. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.